You're tuned to KDWA AM 1460, FM 97.7, and you're listening to Community In-Depth. I'm your host for this segment, Mike Rood, and I am honored to have in the studio with me today a number of representatives of United Way of Hastings, being the first Thursday of the month. We're glad to have them in. Helping Kids Succeed Director Jane Neumiller-Bustad, how are you doing today?
Good. Happy 2021.
And she brought with her some important guests. We're going to call them important guests, but they are guests nonetheless. New board members for United Way of Hastings. First, I have Sarah Osterberg with Premier Banks. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
And Dr. Robert McDowell, who is the superintendent of the school district in Hastings. Dr. McDowell, it's good to see you today.
Good morning. Thanks for having us here.
I wanted to start by saying it's an honor to meet the two of you. Dr. McDowell, we've been covering things with you in the news ever since you landed the position as being superintendent at the schools. And it's a pleasure to finally meet you. Sarah, working at Premier Banks, you're kind of not so much in the public eye, but I'm glad that you're here. And I'd like to start with you, if I could, to get a little bit of background on what you do and how you came to decide to become a member of the board of the United Way of Hastings.
Yes. So I started working for Premier Bank about 2 years ago, and I am a commercial lender for them there. Before that, I was doing some recruiting and sales in the IT industry in the Twin Cities.
Okay.
So I was born and raised in Mankato, Minnesota, and then went to St. Cloud State for to receive my finance degree, which is where I met my husband, who is originally from Hastings here. So that's eventually what led us to the great city of Hastings and making this our home. So we moved into our house in June of 2018. So,
and what do you think of Hastings living here so far? Tell me what you like most about it.
I love that it's on the river.
Yeah.
I grew up on
like
water.
Mankato.
Yes, exactly. Not at the bend of the river, but close.
Right?
No, so I grew up on water. We love to be out on the boat and fish and different things like that. So I love that it's an outdoor community and that it gives us the opportunity to continue to do some of our hobbies and things like that. And
sure.
We have our extended families in town here, so that's really nice to be close to them.
And then, I would guess the extended family is more for your husband. Your own family is probably still down in the Mankato area?
Yes, my parents and two older siblings are in Mankato, and but I have an aunt and uncle and their six kids that live here, the Seward family, and then my husband's mother and her husband are here in town, so...
I have some very loose ties to Mankato, if you want to even call it that. My first wife, I'm divorced, okay. But her grandfather was mayor of Waterville for a number of years.
Okay. Oh. I'm familiar with Waterville.
Yeah.
My parents have a cabin on Lake Francis in Elysian, Minnesota.
Yes.
So oh, that's beautiful.
Yes. Very familiar with that area.
And I have to correct myself. You're right. It's Elysian he was, not Waterville.
Okay.
He was the mayor of Elysian. And coming to the board of United Way of Hastings, what are your hopes? What is your vision for where the organization should concentrate efforts?
So I think my main driving point in joining the United Way was really to get more involved in the community, having not been originally from here and wanting to really ingrain myself in the community here and making a difference. I helped to coach the girls basketball varsity team last winter and not able to do that this winter with the pandemic that we're in currently. But I really enjoyed being a part of that organization and just really trying to be a mentor to younger women. I had great coaches growing up when I was involved in sports and so wanted to pay it forward that way. And I think that that's really my main driver in being a part of the United Way and all that it can do within this community and just helping to be the hands and feet of this organization to help with the causes that are at the forefront of it.
All right. And as you researched maybe serving the possibility of serving on the board, what kind of things stood out to you to want you to lend your talents and efforts to this organization?
Yeah, so I am the treasurer for the board. So my abilities in finance and my schooling that way was something I felt that I could bring some of my skill set to be of use to the board. And then also, I think the program that you were talking about that Jane is a part of and helping kids in the schools and various programs within that is a something that's very important to me. I think when you're wanting to make a difference in the community, you really have to start with the youth and helping to grow that area.
Excellent. And speaking of youth, of course, our other new board member is the superintendent of the Hastings School District, Dr. Robert McDowell. Do you mind if I call you Bob? Is that okay?
Bob would be fantastic.
Bob. Yes. Tell me a little bit, you know, you've been more in the public eye since starting your position as superintendent, but there are still, I would guess, things that an individual or unique perspective that you bring to the Board of United Way of Hastings. Tell me what you're hoping to accomplish during your term.
Sure. For me, it's really a conduit position and an ability to strengthen the connections between the community and the school for the kids, and to, you know, make sure that the programming that we have in place for kids is really, one, sustaining itself, and two, kind of, again, that pay it forward, where we're able to continue things that not only help kids that are in our system now, but also help our community as those students leave our system and either stay in our community or come back to the community.
All right. And were you looking for an opportunity coming into being the new superintendent of the school district? Did you come into Hastings saying, well, yeah, I've been hired as a superintendent and that's my vocation, if you will? Were you looking for other opportunities to serve the community through United Way of Hastings or some such organization?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's one of the things that, you know, while being a superintendent is a vocation, you're always looking for ways to create, again, connections with the community and with organizations inside of the community that really have an impact. And so the more we can do that, that's really what I see my role as.
Okay. And from your perspective, how does a superintendent of schools being on the board of United Way of Hastings, how is that going to benefit or just basically even affect, say, the Helping Kids Succeed program that Jane heads up?
Sure. Well, I think we all know that having connections and being able to communicate between those connections is really how we build the strength both in the community, the tentacles outside of the community, and this is the one way that can happen. And I think that's an important piece for the superintendent to be a part of, is any organization that we can make those connections, strengthen those connections, and create clarity around the direction we're going with kids.
All right. And terms on the board, we were talking about this before the show came on. Terms on the board of United Way of Hastings are 2 years, is that correct, Jane?
Yes.
And you were talking about also like a president track. Mm-hmm. Tell me about that a little bit.
We have a president every year who's the head of the board. And for the people that go into that role, that is a 3-year term. So you have the year you're getting ready, your president. I don't think we call them president-elect, but incoming president, and then the year you serve as president, and then we also make use of their knowledge and expertise the year after as the outgoing president.
Kind of like a consultant, almost
yes.
Like a consultant position.
Yeah, and that's been, in the time I've been associated with United Way, that's been very beneficial.
Mm-hmm.
And to see those individuals, it's really been a leadership development process for them. And, you know, they grow in that role and they take on some different responsibilities. And every single board member that I've had the pleasure of meeting and working with these last few years has taken their role very seriously and has worked very hard at, you know, wanting to do the best for the community as possible.
Excellent. And do either of you two, Bob or Sarah, have a desire to serve in that position? Do you have, you know, a vision of maybe of going that way?
For me personally, I have not served on a board before, so I'm working on just getting my bearings in the role that I'm in. But, you know, I wouldn't leave. I wouldn't say no, but I'm not saying yes right away, too. So
exactly.
Yeah. I think I'm in the same boat. I haven't really thought about it, but we would.
And I'm not suggesting by any means that you guys, either of you, volunteered for a position on the board with that end goal in mind. But you find that there's an opportunity to serve, and you take that opportunity, and it always seems to open up more possibilities. Mm-hmm. There's always more that can be done.
Well, I think I would really encourage people that are in the listening audience to look at local nonprofits, because every registered nonprofit has to have a board. I think I'm getting that right.
Oh, yeah, it's by statute.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. we have a number of very good nonprofits here in our community. And if folks live in other communities, there are nonprofits there as well. And so I would really encourage listeners to take a look at joining a board and getting more involved in their local community and with their local nonprofits.
And is there then also a requirement when their terms are over to be off a board for a while before coming back to the same board, or can
we do have a requirement? I don't want to say what it is because I'm not recalling it off the top of my head. But most boards do have term limits and limitations. I know that if people have been on the board for a while, they do need to cycle off before they could come back on again.
Sure.
And I think a lot of boards have that set up as well.
Mm-hmm. I know there is a board, a nonprofit board that I've been serving on with my church, of course, mm-hmm. but there's a 3-year on, 1-year off kind of policy. That's what
right.
made me ask that question.
Yeah.
Going back to Sarah and Bob, as we look at serving on the boards, what particular programs stand out to you as, you know, we have the Helping Kids Succeed, we have Food for Kids, we have all those programs. What would be kind of like a pet project for you, Sarah, as you're serving on the board?
That's a good question. In our December board meeting, I know we were talking a lot about our marketing team and putting one together and really trying to get the word out about the United Way in mm-hmm. Hastings here and what it is that we're involved in as an organization, the various programs that are a part of the organization and how those are impacting the community. And I think for me personally, being someone that's not originally from Hastings, and also I'm 28 years old, so a little bit on the younger side of the other board members, but I think that that could be something, a great opportunity for me to mm-hmm. help and just create a better outreach for maybe the younger mm-hmm. people in the community or people who aren't originally from here, and just trying to create more of a community atmosphere and an understanding around the United Way and its goals for
well, and I think one important tool has already been kind of upgraded for you if you decide to do that. I noticed that United Way of Hastings just upgraded or redid their website.
Yes, we did.
And, congratulations on that.
Thank you.
I've had a chance to look around it on, you know.
Oh, good.
And navigate it a little bit. It's very good.
Excellent. Well, Mary Melick, who's not with us today, she absolutely took the lead on that, and she gets all the credit. And our website provider worked very hard to get that up and get all the different pieces in place. And it has been long in the planning stages and mm-hmm. was desperately needed. And it's one of the things I love about it. It's what we call mobile responsive. Mm-hmm. So it looks as good on your cell phone, your smartphone, yep. as it does on your laptop or your computer. And it's I think it's much easier for people to navigate and to donate. We have, you know, we've made some adjustments there, and it's a safe process. We've tried to make it a little easier and more mm-hmm. convenient for people. So thank you for noticing.
Yes, yes. And having that more modern, I'll call it a more modern mm-hmm. website.
Definitely.
It fits right into what you'd like to do with marketing, because you have a good platform to interface with the public on that mm-hmm. and move forward. Bob, how about you? What, you know, your major focus, I'm sure, is the kids because of your vocation, your superintendent. But what kind of things grab your interest moving forward with United Way of Hastings?
I think it's really, for me, it's just continuing to focus in on how do we, again, I come back to it, make that connection between kids in the community and the organizations in the community. And that's already been established with the United Way here in Hastings. And so that's really a focus of mine, is strengthening that and finding ways to, you know, make it better and better and more comprehensive as we move through through time.
All right. And what kind of issues do you see that would be a challenge to accomplishing that?
I don't know that I see really any issues or challenges to accomplish to get there. I think it's just a matter of building on what's already been established.
Okay.
And trying to increase, when we're talking about students and student leadership, it's always about increasing the amount of adults that we can get engaging with the kids in our community, mm-hmm. and providing opportunities for them to see different areas of leadership, different areas of organizations in our community, and broaden their perspective on what it is they get to the point in thinking they can do or want to do with their lives.
All right. And so these positions right now, you'll be serving through the end of 2022, if I'm correct. Mm-hmm. It's kind of early to ask, but I would make a supposition. I don't want to assume anything, but I would suppose that you would willingly consider continuing on the board once that 2 years is up, depending on the way the board thing is structured.
Yeah, yes, exactly. We do have some individuals that continue on for mm-hmm. a second term, which is, of course, with that experience now, that becomes a really valuable asset mm-hmm. to the board. So don't want to put anybody on the spot, but we always
sign
love
up.
It.
Yeah, I got the contracts right here.
Absolutely. I just think it's really great to see, you know, the things that the board members learn and the support that then they're able to give once they're off the board. They continue to be supporters for United Way and for the community.
Voices of support are necessary. It's part
Absolutely.
Of that, those five anchors.
That's true.
United Way of Hastings needs its own five anchors.
Yes, we do. Absolutely.
We have just a couple of minutes left. I would like to thank my special guests, Bob McDowell and Sarah Osterberg, for coming in. But Jane, I would like to give you the last minute or so to provide our listeners with any information that they have questions or concerns. How can they get help? How can they get information?
Definitely. We would love to have them check out our new website, which is www.unitedwayofhastings.org. Could certainly also call the office. Our phone number is 651-438-3337. If they are experiencing hardships, the United Way of the Twin Cities runs United Way 211, and so they can call 211 from any phone, and there are tons of resources available for people that are facing challenging situations.
All right, and once again, it's always a good thing to remind our listeners that donations made to United Way of Hastings through your annual campaign, the banner mm-hmm. campaigns, and all this fundraising, that money does stay in Hastings, because
100%. Every dollar raised here stays here.
And that's fantastic. That's always a good thing that I like to repeat. I would encourage people to get involved. I would encourage people to reach out for help when they need it.
Mm-hmm.
Not if, but when. Everybody
yes,
will.
That's true.
Once again, I'd like to thank my guests, Bob McDowell and Sarah Osterberg. Thank you for coming in today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. You are listening to Community In-Depth on KDWA AM 1460 FM 97.7.